Well, Pop, I'm all ready to go fishing, man.
That's great, son.
Mexico, 1 week.
Great.
With Rollo. You know, Rollo can catch anything.
I know it. I've seen some of the girls he goes out with.
What you gonna be doing while I'm gone, Pop?
Well, I've figured out a schedule here for every day in the week.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm just glad you're not gonna pull that old heart attack routine on me. Let me take a look at that, Pop. Okay, Monday, join the Lonely Old Men's Club. Tuesday, call a hospital and send for ambulance. Wednesday, pull the old heart attack routine. I'm going to tell you something, Pop. I'm not going to go for it, man, because I haven't had a vacation in a long time, and I'm not going to let you ruin this one for me.
You're right, son. I mean, you've been working hard, and you deserve some time off.
Nope.
I mean that.
Well, what you gonna do while I'm gone? To keep yourself busy, I mean.
What do you mean, keep myself busy?
Well, I really don't expect you to make any money on the business while I'm gone.
What? You don't expect me to make any money while you're gone? How do you... Where do you think I got all this stuff from, the good fairy?
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll bet you $20 that while I'm gone, you don't make 1 cent profit on this business.
I won't make any profit. Are you kidding? Listen, I am the big biz whiz of Watts.
You're the big biz whiz of Watts, huh?
Allow me to introduce myself. J. Paul Ghetto.
So it's a bet?
$20.
Bet to you. Come on in.
Hey, Pops, how's it going?
Everything will be in order soon as you cross the border.
Hey, man, what's your dig yourself?
Hey, man, it's cool. It just goes in one ear and out the other.
That's because you ain't got nothing in your head to slow it down.
Hey, come on, Rollo. Let's go, man.
Yeah, bon voyage, Pops.
So long,
yeah.
Pop.
And bone garbage to you.
Time for that.
We're going. Nobody mind it with me. I'm funny. Me not make any money while you gone. I don't make no profit. Shucks. I can make money just like that. I can make money fast. All I have to do before I do anything, I'll watch some TV. I got it. Fred G. Sanford. G must be for genius. Hello? Is the L.A. time? Let me speak to L.A. Hello, L.A. This is Fred Sanford. Yeah, I want to put another ad in the paper about a room. Yeah, manly furnished room for rent. Separate and equal toilet privileges. On a clear day, you can see the window. 1 week only, $20. Huh? No, it's not for Sanford Arms. I'll give you a clue. When you want yourself some extra money, rent out the room that belonged to your sonny. It's hello from May to December. And the days.
One plan to pop. of new life.
News.
Freeway system.
News.
Defying all combat forces from Thailand.
News. Frozen. Come and help me thaw him out.
Oh, wait a minute, Fred. I just stopped by after work. May I come in?
Sure, come on in. Let's see. Hello? What? Oh, about the room. Well, yeah, you're a trucker. And you want the room for one night. Well, keep on trucking.
What was that all about?
Well, see, I got a bet with Lamont. He bet me that I wouldn't make no money while he was in Mexico. You know, so I'm gonna rent his room out.
Oh, honey, now, is that fair?
Fair? $20 a week? Let's see, where were we? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Hey, see there? Between the chin and the nose, where the lips go. Hey, go away!
Fred!
The occupant is occupied!
Fred, answer the door. Answer the door.
Oh, that's my kind of luck. Knockers, interrupters.
Why?
How are the both of you?
Are you Fred G. Sanford?
Yeah, and the G is not for gynecologist. Where's your husband?
Oh, he's, well,
Fred. Invite the young lady in.
Come in. But see, I won't be able to rent you the room in your condition.
Why not?
Well, you know, I hate surprise packages. And look like she's fixing to come unwrapped.
Sit down, honey. What's your name?
Luella.
Oh, Luella, that's a pretty name. When's your baby due?
In about 6 weeks.
Oh, see, Fred, you've got nothing to worry about.
What if the baby ain't got no calendar?
Oh. Please, honey, just 1 week. Oh, she needs kindness, and you're a kind, kind man.
Okay, kindly take the first room on the left.
Oh, thank you, Mr.
Sanford. No, I don't want that. Don't do that to me. All right, Bubba, you want to play Scrabble? Go on, move.
Oh, don't rush me, Fred.
Well, why don't you go on and give up?
No, Fred. Hey, looks like I got something here. Yeah, let me see here. It's got a 7-letter word. Wow, a 50-point word. And I win the game.
Wait a minute, Bubba. Ain't no such word as gazenta.
Sure there is.
No, wait a minute. I told you, I ain't telling you no more. There is no such word as gazenta.
There is so. It's an arithmetic word.
Gazenta?
Sure. 2 gazenta 4. 4 gazenta 8.
Oh, you kidding? You don't try to cheat. I ain't going for that. Look. And 5 gazenta your lips.
Hi, Mr. Sanford. Mr. Bexley.
Oh, hi.
How's the Scrabble game going?
I won.
Gazenta?
See? 2 gazenta 4.
Will you shut up, Bubba?
I made some dessert for you.
Oh, good. I get that phone for me.
Hello? Oh, yeah. Long distance from Mexico.
Hello?
Hey, Papa, who was that girl that just answered the phone?
I can't understand. It must be a bad connection.
Well, there's no bad connection. I know a bad connection when I hear it.
Listen, honey, would you connect me with my son? There must be some trouble here.
Would you stop it now? A girl answered the phone. There's a girl in that house with you, and I would like to know who it is.
Son, it ain't no girl. It's Bubba.
Bubba?
Yes, Bubba.
Hello, LeBron. How are you, darling?
I'll talk to you later, son. Bye. Thank you, Bubba.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Oh, shut up.
Dessert will be ready in just a second.
You know, Fred, Luella's a nice person.
She is nice. You know, for the last 3 days, she's been fixing my food and scrubbing the floors and the windows and everything.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but Fred, she's going to deliver a baby.
Well, what she does in her spare time, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Sanford.
No, you didn't. Wow. Chocolate sundae with whipped cream and nuts and a married Chinese cherry.
Oh, wow.
Yup, it's got all that in it, plus it's got one of my favorites in it. Well, I think I'm going to bed now. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Luella. Thanks. Hey, she does have one of her favorites in it.
Huh? Well,
you want my pickle?
No, you won't mind.
Mr. Sanford, wake up. Wake up, Mr. Sanford, wake up. I think it's time.
Yes, at the late show. Turn it on.
No, Mr. Sanford, I'm talking about my baby.
Turn it off.
I can't help it. The pains are coming closer and closer together.
Mine too. Oh, this might be the big one.
Oh, Mr. Sanford, please.
Well, sit down. I called Donna. She'll know what to do. Donna's not home. And Lamont's got the truck. Hello. Operator. Emergency. Give me the police, please. It's about to be a breakout. Come in. Yeah, send them over to 92. Wow, that sure was fast.
Yeah, my bonus notches, Mr. Sanford. Listen, I was just cruising by in my cruiser, and I thought it unusual that your lights were burning this late at night, so...
Hoppy, I'm in big trouble. Luella.
Oh, how do you do, Luella? Officer Hopkins, LAPD. Our motto, protect and serve. But I see it's too late to protect. So, how can I serve you?
She's going to have a baby any minute. We got to get her to the hospital.
You mean now she's going to have...
Yeah, let's get her to the hospital.
Well, once again, into the breach, dear friends.
No!
No, I didn't mean that. Do you have a bag or something that you'd like to...
Yeah,
here,
let me do
just
that
move that chair. Oh, here it is. Golly, Luella, I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be part of this. If it'll make you feel any better, I am specially trained to deliver a child should the emergency arise. And since the emergency has arisen, I want you to know that I'm going to react to this in just the way I was prepared to do. Attention, please. This is Officer Hopkins speaking. I radioed ahead for a wheelchair.
Oh, yes, there it is.
Sir, that chair is to take the lady into the delivery room.
Okay, well, just get me one of those stretches.
Here, just get right in there. Here, take this. Don't mash the baby. Okay, well, Mr. Sanford, I've got to get back to my beat now, so I'll just leave you to handle everything here, and I will handle everything out there.
Sir, would you come over here, please?
What?
There are some forms I'd like you to fill out.
I just brought you a form here. It took 9 months to fill out.
Your name, please?
Fred G. Sanford. G is for goodbye.
Mr. Sanford... What is your relationship to the patient?
I didn't touch that woman.
You mean you're not the husband?
No, there is no husband. Bye.
Mr. Sanford, huh? I have to ask some questions when a woman comes to us out of wedlock.
I don't get woman came out of El Segundo. Don't look at me.
Now, I have the patient listed here as Luella Evans. Do you know what the name of the father is?
Chickened out.
Listen, buddy. I've had a long, hard day. I've seen broken bones, bruises, contusions, and fractures. And the last thing I need is a cranky old man who ought to sue Mother Nature for malpractice of the mouth.
I really don't need none of your lip, Mrs. Florence Nightingbuzzard. I didn't ask to be here.
I'm not surprised. You're probably not asked to go anywhere.
Wait a minute. Didn't I see you on TV in Medical Story? Didn't you play a bedpan?
Now, why don't you just go into the waiting room, pick up a magazine, and stuff it in your mouth?
Cigarette.
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Hey, you really are nervous. This your first one?
No, I've been smoking for years.
This is my third. It's always the same. Here, have a cigar. Take two.
Not really, man. Is your wife really having a baby at your age?
No, see, it's not my wife. It's just a girl that's living with me.
You're kidding. You sly old buzzard, you.
Wait a minute. You got me wrong. Let me explain to you, see?
Mr. Sanford. Would you step over here?
Excuse me, fellas.
Now, you are the acting father for the Evans baby.
I ain't acting for no baby. Let him watch TV like all the rest of the kids.
Since the real father is missing, I have to give you a lesson in how to change the baby.
Into what?
Observe. Pick up the diaper. Stretch it. Pick the child up. Set her in the center. A little powder. Pull through. Turn this down. Now, pick up the tape. And press. And pick up the tape on this side and press. Now, you try it.
All right. Jump up on the table. Put the baby in the center and powder it.
Mr. Sanford! Mr. Sanford!
And then...
That's enough!
And take the baby and put it in time.
No!
Take off the tape.
What are you doing?
I'm pulling off the tape.
Congratulations, Mr. Sanford. It's a baby boy.
Hey! That. Congratulations, man! Yeah.
A man your age.
Still virile.
Virile.
Still got what it takes, huh?
Still hot stuff.
Yeah.
What do you say, Mr. Sanford? Huh? What do you say?
Hey, man, I said I was sorry.
Well, just keep your voice down, Rollo. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and besides that, I'm a little upset about what happened.
Hey, man, I'm sorry.
I want to tell you, man, my idea of a double date is not a girl for you and her mother for me. When you get the hot tamale and I get the chili dog.
What was that? I don't know. I thought it was you.
Hello, son. Hello, Rollo.
Hey, Pop.
Goodbye, Rollo.
Yeah.
Ooh, I see you, son.
Hey, wait a minute.
Shh. There's not too much noise.
What are you doing?
I'm testing this. Ow!
Pop, what are you doing down here in the middle of the night with a baby bottle?
Son, if I told you, you ain't gonna believe me. I'll tell you. See, this afternoon at exactly 4:15, Bubba started his second childhood.
You're right, I don't believe you.
Well, I can't lie to you, son. It's a baby in the house.
No kidding.
Yeah, I can explain it, though. It's my fault, but I can explain it.
Lamont.
You mean to tell me you and Donna had a baby? I don't believe it.
Come on, Lamont. Listen, we have something to tell you.
Don't tell me. Tell the Guinness Book of Records.
Lamont, while you were away, your father rented your room to a young lady, and she had a baby. Oh, thank you.
She had a baby in my room. No, son, she didn't have a baby in the room. She had a baby at the hospital, and we brought her and the baby home.
Well, how long are they going to be here?
Not long.
How long?
Until the baby graduates from high school.
I'll get it.
Is this the Sanford residence?
Yeah.
I'm Don Evans, Luella's husband.
Oh, Mr. the Invisible Man.
The hospital told me she was staying here. Where is she?
She's upstairs, first room to the left.
Well, congratulations, Pop.
Congratulate what?
You've reached the bottom, man. Not only did you rent my room without asking my permission, but you rented it to a girl for 1 week when you know she needed longer than that. And now that I'm back home, what's the poor girl gonna do? You don't care about anything, Pop. You don't care about nothing.
I do care, son.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, well,
Mr. Sanford, I owe you my gratitude.
Oh, you don't owe me nothing.
Yes, I do. You see, last week, Luella and I had a terrible argument. And I let her leave the house without stopping her. I was just stupid. If it weren't for you, I hate to think what might have happened to her.
Well, what did he do? He took your $20.
Oh, Lamont, I think you ought to know that your father went with Luella to the hospital in the middle of the night, stayed with her until the baby was born, visited her, and brought her home again without knowing when or if her husband would show up.
Well, she deserved it. I mean, after all, she was renting a room here.
Mr. Sanford, thanks for everything. Luella and I are going to leave now.
Right. I love you, Mr. Sanford.
I don't like this stuff.
Well, she thinks bad. Oh,
kid. Hey, wait a minute. Just a moment. I almost forgot my $20.
Hey, Pop, I don't think you should...
Now, you keep out of this. Now, I'll have this myself.
Here you go.
Yeah, thank you very much. You see, son, I did make a profit while you was in Mexico, so you lose your bet. Here. Here's something for the baby. Come on, take it, take it. And son, you mind paying the bet off now?
It'll be my pleasure, Pop.
All right, then.
There you go.
And here's something from my son for the baby.
Yeah. Buy something nice for him.
Thank you both. Goodbye now.
Hey, Pop. You're something else.
Now, wait a minute, son. You match my cigar. Yeah. Have a cigar.
All right.
Donna, have a cigar.
Ah, what the hell.
Hi, Lamont.
Oh, hi, Donna. Hey, look at this. I got a telegram from Luanna and Don Evans naming Pop the godfather of their baby. How about that?
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Say, does Fred know he's the godfather?
He knows.